Shir number 33. We're continuing in the Chayvus HaLevavos, Paragimel, and we're in the middle of Atnai HaShvi. And we're talking about the idea that everything that is in this world, with all of its gvulim, all of its limitations, were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing could change that. And if you see something could change that, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the system that way, that the following things could enhance or decrease or whatever it does. It's all part of the system. And why didn't it happen earlier? Because this is when he decided that this is when it should be activated. And now that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, a world full of potential. The Meshech Chachma explaining the idea of tzitzis that a person wears. He explains the idea that you have a beged, and this beged has these strings hanging off of it. And the strings are sort of a remez, even though in halacha you cannot do it this way. But it's a remez that the beged is unfinished. Why are there strings hanging off of it? Strings are things that are not woven into the beged. It shows it's unfinished. Now, the derech agav, the halacha is that you cannot make tzitzis out of just the ends of the beged that were not finished. But that's the remez, says the Meshech Chachma. And this world is a beged. This world is clothing. That's why we can't see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's cloaked. And this world, when Hashem created this world as a beged, it's not finished yet. It has the tzitzis hanging off. And it's the job of the person to bring this world to its fulfillment, to its perfection. That's what the tzitzis represent. The tzitzis represent that a person is here to finish off this world and complete it. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world. So much potential. He put in this potential for man to be able, through his actions, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But there's nothing new that the man could create in this physical world and its limitations. He could only bring it from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it and started it to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to go. Continues the Chayvus HaLevavos, Umi She'enem Ispoinen Ba'Hanogas Ha'Olam. And if someone doesn't think about how this world is conducted, Choshev, he thinks, Ki Hagarmim She'ischadshu, these new things that happened, Heim Sheshinu Es Hadvarim Mimatzavam HaKoidem. You have new creations that now cause things to change. These Garmim, these new creations that cause the things to change, were just here in this world. They just became here in this world. They just came in this world. So you think they're brand new. V'heim Shehav Choysam L'Matzavam HaKadosh, and they caused the world to change. Truth is that these garmim are very weak. They can't change or to switch what's going on. Everything only happens through the power of Hashem's decree from Tchilas Habriya. And through these garmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, or through the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his ratzayin out. And you'll ask, how does this work? Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, I have a beautiful mashal. One little wheat seed could make 300 stalks. And each stalk will have 30 seeds in it. Nimtza shegarin echad hayagerim lisaveis karav laseres alofim garinim. One seed has the potential to produce close to 10,000 seeds. Vahim mishu yisalem yovda keim b'koyche shel garin boide latzmiach kamazu. So someone's going to look at the seed. Is anyone foolish enough to say, that seed has no power to do anything? What could it reproduce? One seed? Everybody realizes that seed has the potential to produce 10,000 seeds. Because it will produce thousands of stalks. Each stalk has seeds in it. And exponentially you're producing 10,000 seeds. One little seed has that potential. But you have to bring it out. You have to plant it. You have to water it. You have to cultivate it. You have to cultivate it. And even after it grows, you have to take the stalks and get the seeds out of it. It's a whole process. But everything was there from before. Nothing happened on the way. All seeds are like that. We find this by other living creatures as well. Could have a gigantic fish. From one small little fish egg, it produces a giant fish. Nimtza Eifoy, says the Chayvus HaLevav, is some very telling words now. Kishtadlusha shel adam sviv kinyanei olam hazeh. When a person's effort, if you come to this understanding that there's really nothing we could do except what Hashem wants in olam hazeh, so when a person puts in his ishtadlus, when he puts in his efforts in the gashmius world, lahaktim es masha habore yacher echar, and try to make early what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has delayed, ulachar masha hiktim, or vice versa, laharbas es masha habore himit, to multiply what HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished, ulamayit es masha hirba, depends what your kavana is. Imein kavanasi lahayagia ayadei shtadlizu lakiyam ha-mitzvahs v'la'avoydas Hashem v'limer ha-tairah. If you're the reason you're putting your effort in is not that through your hashtadlus you'll end up being mekayim more mitzvahs and serving Hashem and learning Torah, harei hu navas mitoch shtei sivos. It's coming from one of two reasons. Aleph, Shechaseir Eloi ha'akara shabari yisparach yedea b'yedea brura v'amitis es kol ma'asha asaliyos. If you think you're going to put in all this effort to change things, that means you're lacking in this fundamental yedea that Hashem knows everything and He knows everything that's going to happen. V'shekol zu kvar nigzer v'ayme mitchilas habriya, and it's already been decreed. As much as you try, you'll never be able to change what has happened. So if your whole avoida, your whole hishtadlus, is all just in olam hazeh, in everything in gashmias, so you're missing something, because there's nothing you could do that could change anything. And he also doesn't realize, that everything Hashem does is for His benefit. Because if everything Hashem does is for the person's benefit, why is He wishing to change it? Hashem is the Meitiv. You have the best going on. What are you trying to change? So therefore, if a person is just delving into Olam Hazeh and putting all his ishtadlus into Olam Hazeh without thinking about Ruchnius at all, and we'll talk about this in the further Shiurim, explain this in more detail, but if he's kuloi oisuk in gashmias, he's lacking these two understandings. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed everything and you can't change. And number two, that everything that happens is for the good of the person.